And then again, of course, and this isn't surprising, the artist is alone. You won't find many companions in that sort of life. Like all new men, the artist, too, is isolated from the masses on account of his greater awareness, his greater individuality, and even on account of his greater creativity. The ordinary man only too often cannot understand why the artist should take endless pains with words, with sounds, with colours. The ordinary man might think, well, one will do as well as another, well, why bother too much about it? It doesn't really matter. A little bit more, a little bit less shade, and this comma going in, or that full stop being taken up, what difference does it really make? But to the artist, to the creator, all these things are of the first importance. And we may say that the artist often feels his aloneness more even than the religious genius or the mystic. And as we shall see shortly, he occupies a sort of intermediate position, sort of halfway up the higher evolution of man.